Father and our God, we come into thy presence by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. We recognize that there is no other access. And we praise thee for the grace that has been made manifest in Christ Jesus. We praise thee for the life that has been granted to us, for the righteousness of God that has appeared by faith in Christ Jesus. We'd ask that the Holy Spirit might take the hour this morning and speak to our hearts through thy word, that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If there is one with us who does not know him, we'd ask that the Holy Spirit might work in that life and in that heart until that one comes to know peace and rest and joy in Christ Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Twice a year we depart from our regular verse-by-verse Bible study to consider together the subject of the hour. I'm asking you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 31 this morning, and we'll read together the entire chapter. Jeremiah chapter 31. Take from here the text for our Christmas message. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people who were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy timbrels, and shalt go forth in the dances of those who make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as common thing. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. And with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her who travaileth with child together. A great company shall return. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, in which they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the coasts afar off, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him who was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord for grain and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be like a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice for their sorrow. And I will fill to the full the soul of the priest with fatness. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, restrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy, and there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised like a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn me back, and I shall be restored, for thou art the Lord my God. Surely after I was turned away, I repented, and after I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is he from my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spoke against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my heart is troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up way marks. Make thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel. Turn again to these, thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in its city, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all its cities together farmers, and they who go forth with flocks. For I have filled full the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked, and behold, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Sometimes we read the Word of God and we become so used to a text that we miss its context. I suppose one of the commonest of those illustrations is Romans 3:23. It's a key verse in the soul winner's textbook, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it is neither the beginning of the sentence nor the end. The sentence reads, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace, whom God has set forth through the blood of Jesus Christ, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace. We read the Christmas text so many times in Jeremiah 31. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah. Lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Jeremiah is well known as the weeping prophet. His message was a message of sorrow as he stood on the hills and the valleys of Israel and proclaimed the doom that was about to come upon them. Those who professed to be servants of the Lord Jehovah were declaring that God would never allow his people to be enslaved by the heathen idol worshippers of Babylon. And Jeremiah virtually stood alone proclaiming the truth that God was delivering Israel into captivity. It was not a pleasant message, and rightly so, Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet. But in all of the book of Jeremiah, there are three chapters of rejoicing. Chapter 30, chapter 31, and chapter 32, probably some into chapter 33. Bible students for years have recognized this as the book of consolation within the book of Jeremiah. If there are chapters of joy in this book, and there surely are, they are these three chapters, and almost the center verse is this verse which is taken out in the Christmas message, Rachel weeping for her children. Taken out because the prophet looked forward to the time when Herod would have the young children slain in Bethlehem. Matthew recognized this as a keynote of Bible prophecy. How was Israel to know that she was to be redeemed? Two disciples, probably Cleopas and his wife Mary, walked on the road to Damascus, and the Lord Jesus joined himself to them after he rose from the dead. And they discussed and rehearsed the things that had happened in Jerusalem, and then they made this statement, we had hoped that it had been he who would redeem Israel. And one has to stop and think what that must have done to the heart of the Lord. Here is a verse of Scripture which Matthew recognized, which every Jew who knew the Old Testament ought to recognize, that the weeping that took place in Bethlehem was the signpost that God had given in the book of consolation. That the weeping in Bethlehem was the sorrow before the people. It was the key that he had given, that God was making a new covenant with Israel and would restore and redeem his people. It's fantastic how God does things. How greatly different it is from the way we operate and the way we think. It's no wonder God says your thoughts are not like my thoughts and your ways are not like my way. If we could have pulled ourselves off into the outer resources and retreats of heaven and sat with God and heard him decide that he was going to make a new covenant with his people, and that in order to manifest his righteousness, it would have to be by the faith of Jesus Christ, separate from the law.